Welcome to the Not So Fast Podcast, the admins for the Freaky Fast Racing League and the National iRacing League discuss all the league happenings, along with other occasional unnecessary dialogue.
Thanks for joining us today. We have Keith Fonseca, Michael Gitchell, myself, Dave Gilbert. Welcome, everybody.
Morning.
Morning.
All right. We usually talk about our week in iRacing, any other leagues, official races, or hosted races that you ran this week.
I got wrecked by Gitch a whole bunch Monday.
So nothing new then, huh?
Wait, is that why you led me through the grass on a Wednesday night?
Yes, absolutely. You know, like I thought I would return the favor and stuff, you know. But I will say, Gitch has absolutely the worst luck ever on a racetrack. If something happens, he's there, period. It's just, it's crazy.
Yeah, the wrecks find him. Yeah. I know watching him last year and or last season with like FFRL and Thursday Night Throwdown, then you know, it'd be pretty good if he made it through halfway without getting wrecked. Generally didn't happen.
Yeah, that's been my luck lately.
Yeah. It hasn't just been lately, though. Yeah. The troubles have been finding you for a while, unfortunately.
And it probably feels like it never is, you know, you're never going to see the other side of it. I know I raced the Gas and Go Street Stock a few years ago, you know, and I think it was a 10 race season, and I think I got wrecked out of 9 of the 10 races. And it felt like I just was not going to, you know, finish a race clean ever again there for a while. But, you know, you get to it eventually.
Although, I mean, last night the SDR was a nice change of pace. I mean, yeah, there was chaos all around me, but somehow I seemingly missed every bit of it.
There you go. Yeah, haven't done any. We did the Daytona 24 last on Saturday. And our team finished 6th. Patrick Anderson, Jeff Ramsdell, Stephen Wood, and David Scott, and myself, we finished 6th. We had Patrick qualified 20th and drove up to 5th within a matter of laps. And we ran in a couple, a few issues here and there. We learned a lot from that race, though. Things to get better for next year. But yeah, for 4 of the 5 of us, is our first time doing the Daytona 24. You know, finishing 6th was, you know, we were happy with that.
Yeah, our 24 was, I don't know if you can call it exciting, but terrible. Yeah, we started on Friday, the 5 o'clock session. Got in the car. Then Bernheimer got into the car. And a GTP decided that he was going to pass him on the inside in the kink and kind of like shoved him off the track. And next thing you know, our car was destroyed 4 hours in. So we're sitting there going, well, what should we do? Should we keep going or should, well, there's 3 more sessions to go. So we actually made the decision to quit and start 7 o'clock session. So we're going well. And then Alec Daffin got in the car. And for whatever reason, something was going on with his computer that when he went out on the track, nobody on the track could see him. He was invisible to everybody on the track and ended up getting 4 X's. Actually, 8 X he ended up getting. And, like, that was just the beginning of the end for us in R24. I think we finished, I want to say we finished 12th.
Yeah.
We actually had GTPs in our session too. We actually had 2 classes.
How many GTPs and how many GT3s were in that?
So that it basically just gets split in half.
Okay.
So I think I want to say that there was 49 in the session. I think there was 25 GT3s in there.
Okay. Yeah, we had 49, but they were all GT3s. We were probably towards the bottom of the split.
I think we had, like, next to bottom split of them, or, like, 2 away bottom split. When we ran Friday night, we actually had all 3 classes in our session. That was pretty interesting. Because whenever me and Lucas have ran, you know, endurance races and stuff, we've always been in the bottom. We've only, except for the first one we did, we ran 6 hours at Watkins. We had all 3 classes, but otherwise, we've only had GT3. So it was a little different running endurance race with another class for us. It's not something that we were quite used to, but it's enjoyable. Yeah. Already looking towards Sebring, but Daytona.
Yeah, I was talking to Kevin Bernheimer last night, and he said that he ran that race for most of the part of that race. He ran without a spotter.
Yeah, he was having something, you know, his stand or whatever was messing up on his computer. And
yeah, like, that's crazy. Yeah. And I said, wasn't anybody in Discord to spot for you? He goes, no, there were some times that there was somebody, but then there was times that there was nobody. And I was like, well, did you have, they were probably there. You just probably had the mute hammer on and he probably muted you guys.
Yeah, I mean, there is something to say, just nothing but the engine noise for a couple hours.
Yeah. Well, like me, like on a road course, I need quiet. You know, I can't, like, you know, everybody just talking and stuff, like, I can't do that. Like, I actually need quiet and stuff. So I was usually just deafening myself. So, and then people could sit there and say something, like, on the team channel, actually, in the session. But, like, with me, like, I don't listen to, like, the spotter at all. Like, I'm always paying attention to what's behind me, looking at the relative all the time in an endurance race. So my mind is I don't need somebody spotting for me. So my mind isn't on spotting for somebody during an endurance race, because in my mind, I don't need one. But that just means I can be really weird at times when it comes to things like that. But we had a good team together. It was me.
Yeah,
it was Lucas, it was Bernheimer and Alan Daffin. Like, I mean, we had a good team. But
yeah, I know we talked to, I think it would be cool to do, you know, to get a bunch of people together and practice together and, you know, and run the Daytona 24 at least next year. And there's going to be, like you guys are mentioning, Sebring, there'll be other special events that come up that we could, you know, throw some teams in there. I don't know the details of that yet, but we're going to work on that.
Sebring's in March, like towards the end of March is when Sebring is. You guys should spa. Spa's 24 hours. Put together yourself something for spa. Spa is fun. Spa is way more of a demanding track than what Daytona is. You don't get much breaks at spa, you know, on the track. to relax like you do at Daytona and stuff. But
oh yeah, from the bus stop chicane all the way to turn one, I'm relaxing my hands. You know, and I'm moving my arms just to loosen up because
because at Daytona you figure half of your lap is out on the oval and all you have is, you know, the bus stop in between there, so you have like plenty of time to relax. Like spot after you go up the hill, you have that straightaway, you know, and basically that's kind of it.
Yeah. So we don't know the details, but I think that's something we're going to work on doing is putting some, you can run like you, in my eyes, you would still run your back row esports team, but that doesn't stop us from prevent us from, you know, practicing together, strategizing together, working on setups together or whatnot, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. No reason not to. Me and Lucas are itching a little bit to run something other than the GT3. So at Sebring, we might jump in the LMP. We test drove the BMW, and that thing is just an absolute handful.
Oh, really?
It is a handful. It likes to, under braking, just snap around on you. I was like, but the LMP, they have slowed it down some from what it used to be. So we might we're gonna try and do basically all of the endurance races this year.
That sounds good. So you got to practice running on the apron like Williams Esports did.
Right. or sitting at the end of pit exit waiting for, you know, your teammate to come.
That's what we need teams in there. I mean, they've taught us the way. So we gotta get teams in these races so that we can have teammates blocking for us and multiple laps down. Well, I'll be the guy multiple laps down, by the way.
Well, it's always fun when you do these endurance races and you get into a split with somebody, you know, not even necessarily like people you're friends with or anything, but just people you know are in the session, like as a team and stuff, because then it's like it gives you incentive to like, hey, we want to make sure to beat them kind of a thing. And it just brings a little bit of a different level to it when you run them.
Yeah. We, in season one of SDR, we did a league versus league race against a league called BRR, which I don't think you or Gitchell was in SDR at that time.
No, I wasn't.
But it was at Talladega, and I think we took 9 of the top 10 spots, and, you know, we worked better as a team to get our team up there, you know, and they were really mad at us, and they actually was a few BRR drivers in SDR, and they all left, they all quit. Right after that race, that they all quit, and they happened to be in the race with us, and you know, they end up finishing I think 31st, and I don't have any hard feelings against them. I feel like they have hard feelings against me or the league, but
that's
on them.
You say that and stuff, and maybe like someday we can get a NIL versus Freaky Fast thing to get. I know a lot of people.
Yeah, it's gonna get confusing fast.
Both leagues kind of a thing, but you know, like I've ran in a league that's kind of done that stuff, and they've like everybody has ran in the same paint kind of a thing to let everybody know, like who's who and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, we could definitely work on something like that. We claim Gortman though. We cut Taco.
Negative.
All right, we need to do one of them 50-50 paint jobs then. You know, NAL has one paint job, FFRL has another, and people who are in both have to run both. You know, just split it right down the middle of the car.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that'd be funny. Yeah, so...
All right, guys, I got to jump off here.
All right, well, thanks for hanging out with us today, Gitch.
All right, see you guys later.
All right, so Yeah, that's something that we've discussed, though, is putting together some type of special events group. Like the Daytona 500, I believe iRacing has a Daytona 500. So if anybody's interested in doing that,
I think I'm actually going to try running it. I've never tried running it in an official, you know, on iRacing the 500, but maybe.
Yeah.
This year. Lucas is 100% banned from running like that with Road to Pro starting.
Yeah,
he cannot afford to lose I rating.
Yeah, well, I know. That'd be cool. I know he's got that Road to Pro coming up here. So, has he been practicing for that, or what's he been doing to get ready for that? Do you know?
We've been waiting for the schedule to come out. Kind of knew what the schedule was, but just been waiting for it, and it came out. They announced it this week, but he's just been solely trying to get his I rating up. You know, anyway. Okay. You know, just trying to get it up as high as possible. I think he's at least 5,500 right now.
Okay.
So just you know, the higher the I rating, you know, like the better for him, you know, it's all about them championship points.
Yeah. So. Well, good luck to Lucas on that. And if he needs anything from us, we'd be happy to help him out in any way we can. But we also have been talking about Patrick Anderson and Jeff Ramsell. You know, they're teammates. They've been buddies for a while. But anyways, we're going to do a little grudge race, a Patrick Anderson versus Jeff Ramsdell grudge race at the GT3s at Watkins Glen. And so I don't know all the details of it. I'd like to do it for charity, but it's just something we've been discussing for the last couple days.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting, the grudge match is on the road. I like that.
Yeah, well, see, the funny thing is that at the end of the Daytona 24, Patrick Anderson made the schedule up on driver stints or whatever, and he had himself last. But the way, you know, it timed out, it never got to the last two stints because of we ran more. Like, we were planning on 52 or 54-minute stints, and they ended up being, like, 59-minute stints. And, so yeah, like, it never got to his stint. So anyways, Jeff Ramsdell was the last driver on the schedule, and Jeff Ramsdell ran, you know, the last two stints. And Patrick was begging to get in the car, begging to let him get in the car, and he would not get out of the car. So now there's a grudge race in the works.
Yeah, when it comes to endurance races, you like schedule the whole thing out. You'll go through them, you know, bunch of stints, but then like as something happens to the car and like everything keeps getting shifted, then you just start to turn into like, okay, who wants to run like this? And it's like always shifting when somebody's gonna run.
We didn't have a lot of shifting. Like, we went really close to the schedule. I think there was a time where David Scott got into the car and his brakes weren't working correctly. He had to recalibrate them. And so he got right out of the car and somebody else jumped in for a stint. But for the most part, we stayed right according to schedule. Where he made a mistake, though, was he put himself as the last stint, and he should have put himself as the second to last stint, just in case we didn't make it to that last stint. But,
I mean, usually in endurance race, what you're shooting for is, you know, your fastest person to be in the car the last stint, just in case you're actually running for a position. And like believe it or not, Lucas was not the fastest person on our team this race. Like, he he was more along the lines of keeping the car all on the track. So I think I want to say Bernheimer finished it off for us at Daytona.
Yeah, I actually Patrick had the fastest lap. David Scott actually had the second. You know, he was the second fastest driver as far as lap times. He had a decent lap, and I actually had the third of the five of us. I was the third Stephen Wood, I would say, was probably our second fastest overall driver because he was putting down more consistent laps.
Yeah, but I personally wrecked the car choice.
But anyway, speaking of road course races, the stock car series, they went to Red Bull Ring. How did that go for Freaky Fast?
I personally loved going, you know, never been there before. We've thought in the past about putting the stock cars there. Like last season, we were like, well, maybe there, like, you know, somewhere different for, you know, like always stock cars are always getting put at basically kind of the same tracks, or like, well, you know, let's this season try something new. Like, I thought that it was great there. I thought like the car drove well there. It put on a good race. So like, I didn't really have any complaints about it.
So it was a top three finisher last year. Remind me who picked Red Bull.
Our title sponsor, Rick Kohler, Rocket okay. Signs. He actually asked, can I pick a track? And I'm like, yeah, sure. He's like, Red Bull. He like, he didn't even hesitate. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to complain about it because we considered the track. So we took something off. One of the road courses we had already on the schedule, we took off and replaced it with Red Bull.
All right. Well, you guys, looks like you guys had Evan Hurdle pulled off the victory there, though, huh?
Evan kind of ran away from every. Well, I mean, it put on a great race, but it was a bit of a tough track too. But you know, it is a road course, but. DJ Trout came in second. Sean Britt came in third with Sean McDonald. And Lucas ran and finished fifth because he was having problems with his SDK in the broadcast. So his anxiety started going up a little bit. And I was like, Lucas, just don't worry about it. I'm like, it was like quarter of. You know, before qualifying, it was like 15 minutes. I was like, don't worry about it. There's no reason to drive yourself crazy. I was like, we just won't broadcast tonight. I was like, just come out and race. So, you know, he came out and raced and actually, you know, finished fifth.
Yeah.
So it was good. You know, our stock car's the points right now has Luke Smith leading the points with Evan Hurdle in second. Alec Daffin is third. With Garrett Sidnor in fourth and DJ Trout rounds out the top five.
Yeah, that's you know, you had 25 cars show up to Red Bull, which is, I think it's really, really good, you know, because I didn't know 25 people owned Red Bull, but I don't run in them circles, so.
Yeah, well, that's what kind of like exactly what. We were thinking, you know, like how many people, like we thought we weren't even going to have 20, you know,
come out.
So it was like, all right. So, and then we just like seeing all these people come out. It's like, you know, this is great, you know, to see this many people out. I mean, it was early in the season, you know, which might have had something to do it. People don't want to use their drop week so early in the season, but it's the fact that still that many, you know, people came out, you know, to run at Red Bull.
Yeah. And so you're off to Talladega this week. Sounded so thrilled there.
Well, everybody knows I absolutely love super speedways. You know, it's like they can get a little messy. So I don't know. We'll see here and stuff. Like, just gotta try and keep it clean, like as always. And we'll see.
Yeah,
I'm excited for it.
Yeah, so then you took the stock car series, or the sports car series, I'm sorry. You took that to Virginia International Raceway, which they just redid that on iRacing.
Yeah, it's a free track now. We had never been there. I can honestly tell you and everybody who's listened to this podcast, it will be a while again before this track is ever on the schedule. Like, well, for me, I had never been on the track until practice. And so, like, we got into the practice, and I ran a few laps. I'm like, wow, because I had no idea how to drive the track. So I'm slow. So I'm in a pit. Then one of our admins, Elijah Travis, jumped in the admin channel with me, and I started talking to him. And next thing I knew, practice was over. And I had only ran 5 laps. Okay, this is gonna be fun and interesting, you know, like tons, like people who you don't expect to struggled, you know. I mean, it's a good track. It's just I don't think people really were used to driving the track, you know, never really drove it. So, like,
I will say that this is the first time I think that the stock cars have probably had more drivers, or the sports cars have more drivers than the stock cars, though. They had 30.
Like, we were actually extremely surprised that there was that many people who came out. We had 30 show up, 27 actually started the race, but like, we were absolutely ecstatic that many people came out, you know, seeing some names out there who we haven't seen for a while coming out and racing. So it was like, I mean, we were, you know, hopefully we can keep it up. We're going to Laguna next week, so hopefully everybody comes out again, you know, next week too.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we added the second class this season. We added the Toyota, which on this skinny track made for interesting times, you know, but both classes were respectful of each other, and you know, it went well. The closing rate from the GT3 to the Toyota was kind of the same closing distance as like the LMDH to the GT3. Like it was that much of a speed difference and stuff. So like, it went well. I mean, I wish more people would have been in on the Toyota kind of a thing. There was like 5.
Yeah.
Like, I wish, you know, some more were in there, but I mean, for a first race, you can't sit there and complain that much about.
Yes, it looks like Justin Gibbs pulled off the win over David Tremblay, Will Weiser, Evan Hertel, and Kevin Bergheimer got the top 5 there. GT3s.
The most amazing thing about that, though, was Justin Gibbs won that race by almost 20 seconds with 0 incidents. With everybody else getting so many incidents, he had none, which was amazing in itself.
Yeah.
Then down, in the Toyotas, we had David Tamara picking up the win in the Toyotas, followed by Tommy Bordeaux, and third place was Mark Bradshaw, and Vinny Taibbi finished 4th, and Gitch finished 5th in the Toyota.
Yep. Yeah, so if you're looking for a road course league, if you're listening to this, contact Keith, and he's got the GT3 series. If you want to get better, you know, for these events, just running them more often, you know, will help you out there. That runs on Wednesday nights.
We put, I believe, a good schedule. You know, some of the tracks that we normally go to, we got a few tracks we've never been to before this season. So there's a good mixture of tracks. So yeah, if anybody listening want to come out, just, you know,
yeah,
hit us up and we'll get you all hooked up.
Yeah. So our question of the week we put out there was, what is your favorite car or track combo on iRacing? And Matthew Wheeler, he picked ARCA at Rockingham. I don't know if I ever ran the ARCA cars at Rockingham, but just about anything at Rockingham is going to be pretty fun, you know, because that track, you're bouncing around. It's old school. It's got a short track feel to it, but it's also got semi-long straightaways, you know, so it's not like any other track on iRacing.
We actually go to Rockingham this season.
Okay.
Like towards the end of next month, so that'd be interesting. And then an Xfinity, me personally, I absolutely hate Rockingham. I'm garbage at Rockingham. So I'm a little partial to, like, ew when it comes to it.
Yeah.
But yeah, Rockingham is a good track.
It can spread out and become, you know, a spread out track pretty fast, because it's kind of, it's got one fast groove all the way around there, you know, so it's not like it opens up to side by side racing very, very well. But, you know, as far as short tracks go, that one's pretty good. Richard Hayes, he picked anything NASCAR or ARCA on a super speedway. And, yeah, for the most part, I can agree. Anything on a super speedway can be fun.
I mean, that's my favorite when it comes down to it, is super speedway. Do they usually end up messy? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still fun to me, kind of a thing.
Yeah, they can be fun. Philip Schmitz from NIL, he put LMP2 car or Porsche 919 at the Le Mans. But I tell you, I probably even mispronounced it. I don't even own that track, so I couldn't tell you anything about that. You might be able to expand on that one.
Le Mans. I like Le Mans. Le Mans, yeah. Is, you know, like, well, next to Daytona, you know, Le Mans. Actually, Le Mans is probably more than Daytona, you know, when it comes to endurance race. And, you know, Le Mans is, it's a tricky track. It's a lot of straightaways. You know, Le Mans is actually, like, parts of the track is actually on regular roads, you know, like daily driven roads, and, you know, closing it off. But, you know, I mean, it puts it on the long track. But
yeah,
I've never really raced at Le Mans. I think we went there season one or season two. We actually went to Le Mans. I want to say maybe season one. But it would be nice if iRacing could actually put on an official 24 hours of Le Mans, like, special event, but, you know, they can't because of you know, all the legal stuff. Oh. Somebody else has the license for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, and, you know, Patrick Anderson, he picked Trucks at Kansas, the Trucks at Kansas. Now, that is a solid pick. I like Trucks at Kansas because it generally turns out to be a fairly clean race. Kansas is one of them tracks that you can race at and get some green flag running going there, which generally can be more fun than pacing anywhere.
The trucks at a lot of mile and a half are basically super speedway. Like Thursday night, you know, when Randy could recruitment race. We were a super speedway on a mile and a half at Vegas, you know.
Yeah.
Thursday night, you know. Kansas runs basically, you know, the same way too. But I like, it's fun though, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a truck person. When it comes down to it, my favorite thing to drive is the truck.
Yeah, it's mine also. I feel like I'm for some reason can get a feel for it a little bit better than anything else. So he also says his favorite tracks, Road America. Road America is all the road courses, it's one of my favorites on iRacing. I really like Road America. I've never finished well there, but I still like the track, you know. It's got beautiful scenery.
Road America is one of my favorite road tracks, like, definitely, you know, there's a lot of everything.
Yeah.
On that track. iRacing has a special event there this year, the Road America 500. They're like using a couple of old cars, like old Nissan prototype and like an Audi, and they're racing there this season. It'd be kind of interesting to run.
Yes. Yeah, Tyler Ziegler, he mentions IRL1s at Five Flags or midgets at IMS. So, midgets, I mean, those, I own that car, but I tell you what, I don't really run it that often.
For some reason, I own the Chili Bowl, but I don't own the midget. I don't know why I bought the Chili Bowl.
But well, there's a difference between the midget and the asphalt midget, though.
Yeah, like, whatever.
I wish
iRacing would let you return things. I mean, like, we talked about this the other day. It was like, even if you can say, I don't want this and return it and just get, like, some of your money back, like, that'd be great, because I have things that I own that I'm probably never going to use again.
I own Mount Washington hill climb, and I'm like, this is dumb.
Like, you know, like, that was so cool when it first came out. It's like, yeah, the mountain climb got it, and then it, like, lasted 4 days, and now you forget you even own it.
Yeah. Can I turn in a free track centripetal?
That's like, come on.
DJ Trout, he claims the Lamborghini GT3 at Sebring. Ran at Sebring in a GT3. I've never tried the Lamborghini there, but I'm sure it'd be just as fun as any other one there.
DJ loves his Lambos big time. Lambo takes a little getting used to driving. I can't really drive the Lambo. But DJ Lambo or whatnot is one of them ones you kind of hit the braking thing and it just snaps around on you. So it takes a little to get used to it. But yeah, Sebring's a great track.
Yeah. Yep. We had Jeff Vickery. He picked the trucks at Charlotte. And that goes along with what we said about Kansas. The trucks at any mile and a half is pretty fun.
It seems Jeff likes his mile and a half tracks. They're like his favorite tracks. And the tracks where it seems like, you know, he excels at too are in the mile and a half.
Yeah. My Daytona teammate Stephen Wood says GT3 at Daytona. And he did pretty good there. He ran some nice consistent clean laps there. So that will help you go in them, and especially in them endurance races. Marcus Vaughn, he picked the Dirt Street Sox at USA International. I like the Dirt Street Sox. I got decent at dirt recently, and but for whatever reason, I'm just not very fast at USA now. Lanier or other tracks, I'm pretty decent, but for some reason at USA, it's not my cup of tea. But I actually like the dirt street stocks at Bristol. I've ran a couple. I haven't run any official races at Dirt Bristol, but I ran some hosted races, and it felt like a super speedway on dirt. You know,
yeah. The dirt street stocks, I don't remember the last time I actually raced a dirt street stock.
Yeah.
It's been a while. I usually on dirt. I usually get in the 305.
Yeah, I like the 305s also. Luke Smith, he picks the Xfinity cars at any non-restrictor plate oval, so he'd probably enjoy racing the Freaky Fast League this season, then, huh? But
yeah, I think I don't know. Do we go to three super speedways this? I know we go to Talladega. We put Daytona later in the season.
Yeah, we got Talladega this weekend.
This
and Daytona and Atlanta. You have Atlanta there towards the end, which is kind of a super speedway now.
Yeah, but it's actually old Atlanta
that we're going to. Oh, okay.
We're not going to new Atlanta. We're actually going to go to old Atlanta this season, trying to make that final round of the playoffs kind of interesting. And we actually didn't put a super speedway in the playoffs this season. Last season, it was in there, and it kind of ruined a lot of people's chance at the championship. So we kind of didn't want to do that this season, you know, we let people think, but we still have the road course in there. So we'll see how it plays out. You know, we're always changing formats up a little bit, trying to keep things fresh and wanting people to keep coming out and racing with us.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was Dom Rossi. He picked Xfinity cars at Chicagoland. That goes along kind of with the trucks, where as far as the track goes, the mile and a half create more. I feel like they create more cleaner races, so that can bring more green flag racing. So yeah, I can see why anything at a mile and a half would be fun. I enjoy green flag racing. You know, that's what we strive for. Whether you're fast or you're slow under green flag conditions, you know.
And, you know, being able to get on long green flag runs, too, you know, especially, at Chicago or old Atlanta, you know, their tire tracks, you know, start to get them tires worn, you know, let that actually come into play, too, instead of just being able to go out there full throttle, you know, from pit stop to pit stop kind of thing, and like no tire strategy ever comes into play. I think it makes for better racing when you can bring in the tire wear into play.
Yeah. Yep. So that was our podcast question of the week. I'll keep an eye out for a new podcast question of the week this week for next week's podcast. If you have a question you want to submit, just message it to one of the admins in your respective league. If you're an FFRL or if you're an NIL, let us know and we'll pop that question up there. So yeah, we did with the NIL though. Speaking of them, we did a couple recruitment races that you were a part of them on Thursday. We did the recruitment race at Las Vegas with the trucks.
Yeah, that was fun. A little messy, but to be expected with it being a recruitment race and just getting anybody and everybody showing up kind of a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a full event. I know a couple people tried getting in, and it was full, so they couldn't get in. I got messages afterwards. Jeff Ramsdale was one of them trying to get in.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, so we just did 60 laps on Friday and with the trucks, and we had Kyle Spies. He pulled off the win over Jason Kratke. Kevin Bernheimer, myself, and Lucas finished in the top five. Man, I almost had a chance of winning that coming down with the white flag. I had a good run on one and two. I was running third at the time, and I come down on the apron, come into the white flag, and I hit the grass just a little bit, and that truck skipped sideways, and I had to breathe it, the throttle, just to catch it. And but by that time, I had lost momentum, and I couldn't get back up to the top two before to race for the win. I ended up finishing fourth behind Kevin. But man, I was breathing victory there for the second week in a row in our truck recruitment races.
Yeah, yeah. I was up front most of the time, and well, my luck finally ran out, and one of them wrecked when I got sandwiched in between two trucks, and then I could sit there and look through my hood the rest of the race.
Yeah.
So I was just kind of trudging around, you know. I was, you know, used quick repair, you know, how to use it, but then when, you know, I got caught again. The one wreck that I had to use my quick repair, I just got clipped as I was going by. I was like, oh man. Then the last one, I just, a couple other ones managed to miss, but you know, it sucked. I was fast. I was up front for, you know, most of the time, but you know, like at the same time too, didn't mean anything, you know. Wasn't points race and stuff, probably would have raced differently, you know, if it actually was for the league and not being so aggressive. You know, that's the other thing too, you know, like at a recruitment race, you're not necessarily running the same way you would if it was an actual league race, because you know that it doesn't mean anything per se.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we had a lot of, I shouldn't say a lot. We had quite a few of our league drivers in that recruitment race, though. So thank you to those that showed up. But one of the biggest things that came out of that recruitment race is a driver by the name of Dave Stinson. He has his own league, and he was having issues with getting people to show up, and so we talked to him a little bit afterwards, and he agreed to create a team in NIL and brought a lot of his Team Extreme drivers over. So thank you to Dave Stinson, and welcome on board to Team Extreme drivers, and good luck in the second season of our trucks. And Patrick Anderson waking up, joining us. Good morning, Patrick.
Morning. I'm at the new Sleepy Nate.
Yeah, new Sleepy Nate. Yeah. Yeah. So we're just going over our recruitment race on Thursday. And, you know, shout out to, like I said, some of the drivers that showed up. We had Sean Long, Luke Smith, Joe Turkle, Daniel Meglin, Jeff DeSanzo, Keith, you showed up, Richard Crane, Josh McKinney, Mike Miller, Jeff Vickery, Brad Pollitt, Bobby Anderson, David Scott, Patrick, Shane Ledoux, Michael Gitchell. Just trying to get a thank you to those guys that showed up and for the recruitment race.
It's going to be interesting first race of the season to see how many people come out and race, because a lot of people have joined NIL during this off season.
Yeah, we've been recruiting, and I mean, that's how you know yourself as you own a league. That's how you build a league. It's just by just doing the hard work, recruiting on the Facebook groups, recruiting on iRacing, recruiting through word of mouth. Those are your three big hitters right there. You know, your recruitment races. Actually, believe it or not, I don't think we do as well through the recruitment races as we do through the other two.
Yeah, like, I mean, with us, we haven't been running any recruitment races. I think we ran it before when we first started the league, and I think we ran some after season one. But since we haven't done it, it's just basically, like on Facebook, see with somebody asking about a league and just sitting there, be like, hey, yeah, Freaky Fast, we've had people join, like just joining out of nowhere all of a sudden, like I get to do who and look and somebody joined the Discord, hey, thing or whatnot. It's like, so like people are finding us somehow.
Yeah.
I know, I think I just tagged you guys a couple times yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's probably the best way to recruit drivers is just through the word of mouth and through the Facebook, and the recruitment races we've had had some, but we'll see how those turn out as far as getting recruitment through that. But
I see that number list is really full.
Yeah. So we decided next Thursday night we're not going to have a recruitment race. Why don't you tell them what we're going to do next Thursday night, Patrick?
We are going to be running a clash. I think we decided on North Wilkesboro.
Yeah.
Going to be running trucks there. Just kind of like some preseason fun. We're still going to be running our Friday recruitment race, though.
Yes, we'll still be recruiting for our Friday nights on Friday, but
for our next gen, and more than likely, I'm going to be there. I'm gonna not do my other race that I had planned that night, and I really, really bombed it up last night. So there's really no point. So
that sucks because I'm going to be out of town. I'm not going to be able to run it
next Thursday.
Yeah, next Thursday I'm gonna be out of town.
Oh, hopefully work doesn't call and send me back out of town. So, but I plan on being there.
Yeah, so that's the.
We haven't decided how many laps yet. Are we just gonna keep it with 60?
I think I have like 100 laps because it's a short track.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, well,
sounds like
that should be interesting.
Be interesting, yeah. Just because of short track.
Yeah. Yep. So that would be probably in league sessions. Not on hosted sessions. It'll be under fun races in our league sessions. Good morning, Jeff.
Hello. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you. You're going to get out of the seat and let Patrick in now, or what?
Note it.
You know what? He'd do the same thing if he was in my shoes.
Yeah, he would have done the same thing if he was in your seat, huh?
It's all good and fun, If we might have got one more spot if he was in the car, but we're so competitive,
Yeah. Well, we talked earlier on this podcast already about the upcoming recruitment race, or not recruitment race, but the grudge race that we're going to be planning here with you guys.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah. Not much of a grudge race. I tried a GT race and posted there, and I'm like, oh my god, this is not the Wolf Watkins one I know. The boot is like so much harder to go through.
Yeah, well,
look at you practicing. You wouldn't practice for the 24-hour race, but you're gonna practice for the grudge race.
Hey, I practiced for the 24. I went from like a 150 to a 147 consistently, thereabouts.
Yeah, your practice was in race. Other than that, you practiced like 26 minutes.
Yeah, well, I talked to Chase Berry, and Chase Berry is down to being Jeff's teammate. So,
no ringers.
I'll run 10 laps.
No ringers.
Yeah, you have to run at least half the race.
Yeah. We're thinking of doing like a 4-hour race and doing so you can have teammates involved or something.
Yeah. Gotta do, no, 4 or 6 hours. One of the two.
Yeah, depending on what day we run it on, yeah. So, yeah, we did end up doing a recruitment race on Friday night. Last night we did a recruitment race, and we got a few prospects from there also. But for the most part, you know, like I said, just word of mouth. You know, the National iRacing League has got some cool trophies, as well as Freaky Fast, thanks to Michael Gitchell and GMS3D. So he sends out them really cool, awesome trophies for the champions.
I should actually mention too that he is the title sponsor on our sports car series this season. GMS3D brought him in, you know, he makes great trophies for us. So this season he is our title sponsor over there.
Yes, yeah, he is actually our title sponsor also for our stock car series, our Cup series, our next gen series, and then our truck series. Turco Customs our title sponsor for that series. Joe Turco and Turco Customs is giving away, it's pretty freaking awesome, man. He's giving away a gun with the champion's name and number inscribed under the gun. And he can probably, when he's on sometime, he can probably go into more detail on what this gun is going to be involved. But yeah, that's pretty awesome. I know I won't be able to win that, but that is going to go to the combined champion, the driver that scores the most points between both leagues on Thursday and Friday nights.
And that's a combined, like, old school NASCAR, no playoff, just right straight through, right?
Yeah.
Between the two leagues here, we got good leagues going and some good stuff.
Yep, and so next Saturday we're going to be doing the Clash, and then so we talked about, you know, so if we show up to our first race with the trucks, and we have a lot of drivers that have got into it, and the question has been brought up earlier this week about what happens if we get to Chicagoland on February 9th. And 50 people are trying to race this race. What are we going to do? And Jeff, why don't you tell them if you got any idea, if you want to tell them how we're going to do it, or qualify people in.
What do we say? We're going to qualify some people in, and then we were going to do a heat race to fill out the rest of the field. And I think we're doing what, 42 start the race?
42 will start. I think I'm going to set the number for 38. Qualify in. So put an emphasis on qualifying, and then everybody else is going to have to race in through a heat race.
Yeah. Top four move into the heat, move on to the feature. And then we'll figure something out through there. The people don't qualify. It's not been trying to qualify.
Yeah.
At least you get 10 points or whatnot, or, you know, whatever. Not obviously won't be last place points, but something to say, hey, all right, here's a little bit for you.
Yeah. But, so that's going to be how we're going to reduce it down to 42.
And hopefully we have that many people, because it'll be awesome to do that. Keith, I remember you having one race that was like that. At Daytona, we had, like, what, 48 show up or something like that?
Yeah, I think, what, first race of the season last season?
Yeah.
We had, like, more then, but, you know, we just made people... We weren't expecting to have more than a full field, so we made... Everybody just got in on qualifying, you know?
Yeah.
We had to send some people home. It felt bad, but, you know, like... What can you do, kind of a thing.
It's like real NASCAR, you know, what happens, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, so we're going to set it, I think the number's going to be 38, so if 37 people show up there, then we won't have to do the the
heat
race. But if 39 show up, then we'll have to have that heat race. But
and you said Saturday, Dave. But that's on Thursday, right?
Yes, that's on Thursday. Yeah, I'm Thursday. Sorry. Did I say Saturday?
Yeah, you said Saturday. I'm like, oh, we're racing Saturday. Okay.
No.
But yeah, Thursdays. No. Yeah,
Thursdays, and like I said, Friday nights will be broadcast. There was a lot of questions earlier this week about whether the trucks are broadcasted, and no, they are not going to be broadcasted. The next gens will be broadcasted on Friday nights, but we're not working on broadcasting our Thursday nights. Now, we are looking for sponsorships for individual races, and I'm sure you can contact Keith over at Freaky Fast for individual race sponsorships too. And we're trying to raise money so that next year we can maybe pay for a race control. If we raise enough money for these individual races, that we can help pay for broadcasts for our Thursday nights. Yeah, if you're interested in an individual race sponsorship, let us know. We have packages in tail for the naming rights of the race. We have a package that can just be a stage break sponsor on because we're gonna have a stage on Friday nights, and we also have a package that if you want to just be the maybe one to go sponsor with one lap to go or something for an individual race. So those are fairly cheap. If you're interested, contact one of us and we can work on the details for that.
Is there going to be a stage on Thursday nights?
No stage on Thursday nights. The races aren't going to be as long. And, season one of Freaky Fast, there was probably three or four races that were green flag start to finish, and then last year we had kind of the same thing where we had a lot of races that were green flag start to finish, and you don't want to ruin that by putting a stage in the middle of it.
Yeah, well, that's why, like with us this season, we're making stage earlier.
Yeah,
you know, and not putting it like we were doing it about like the 40% mark, but this season doing it earlier, so there's more racing on the back half of it. Kind of thing, and bring it into more the play. Like next season, we're in the ARCA car. There won't be a stage next season in ARCA.
But yeah,
we're always testing the waters and trying some different things.
Yeah. With our Friday night races being a little bit longer, we're going to put a stage there. But on Thursday nights, there's not going to be any stages. But I think that's pretty much all we got right now. You guys got anything else to add to this one?
No, I'm just excited for the season to start.
Yeah, so next week we got North Wilkesboro, our preseason clash with our trucks. And then on Friday we will be at Michigan with the Next Gen Cars recruiting.
And we're at Talladega on Sunday. And then
good old Talladega.
Yep. And then Wednesday we're at Laguna, which I'm debating. We might have a broadcast on Wednesday, but it might be a little bit different. We might have an in car broadcast. I might actually broadcast from the car on Wednesday. I'm debating it. Or not, just put, people wish that was broadcasted, but, we can't kind of swing it on Wednesdays. You know, we're trying to keep everything free and not, paid. You know, that's why we kind of ran our fundraiser race to bring money in so we can offer more things to people. We've been able to, offering more prizes and stuff. So we might have an in-car broadcast come Wednesday.
Are you running fixed setups
on Wednesdays? Yes, on Wednesdays we're actually running the fixed setup, which used to be the sprint setup, but now they call it fixed because we used to run the high downforce setup but we switched to the fixed setup this season. Can't really run open because not everybody can get a setup. I'd love to run open setups, but just kind of put everybody on a level playing field sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's what we got for keep on the lookout. We'll be doing a fundraiser race also, just to, like we talked about a little bit ago, about to maybe help pay for us hiring somebody to do race control, us paying for somebody to broadcast on Thursday for the following season. So just keep on the lookout on that, and keep on the lookout. We're going to hash out some more details on just a grudge race. It's just going to be a fun race. We might change it to a fundraiser race where we can raise some money for maybe a charity. We did a fundraiser for Patrick's sister a few years ago, so maybe we can do something like that. Maybe Patrick picks a charity, and maybe Jeff will pick a charity, and the winner, the money goes to their charity.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
So, anyways, other than that, that's all I have. You guys got anything to add to this before we shut it down?
And just Patrick's excited for Talladega Sunday, I'm sure. After his performance last night.
Thanks for the reminder, Jeff.
At least there won't be no next gens in the race.
Yeah. Thank you, Patrick, for last night.
Did I wreck you?
Yeah. When you turned Ryan, you turned him into me.
Well, thanks and a lot. You sent him back up into me.
Yeah, I got turned by an Xfinity car also in the corner.
I barely even touched him. And all of a sudden, boom, he's gone. It's like, son of a gun.
That was a wild race last night. But on to the next one, right, guys?
Yep.
All right, next race is Sunday. Freaky Fast, Talladega.
Bring it on.
Yep.
Coming for you, Keith.
All right, with that being said, we'll talk to you guys next week.
Later.
Later.
Later.